This is Akashvani, the news read by Navanita Adhikari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that India's dependence on foreign countries remains one of its biggest enemies. He said it is high time that India stands before the world as a self-reliant nation to realize the vision of a developed India by 2047. The Prime Minister was addressing the Samudra Se Samriddhi program in Bhavnagar yesterday.
देश के विकास के संकल्प को हम दूसरों की निर्भरता पर नहीं छोड़ सकते, हम भावी पीढ़ी के भविष्य को दांव पर नहीं लगा सकते और इसलिए भाइयों बहनों, 100 दुखों की एक ही दवाई है और वो है आत्मनिर्भर भारत। लेकिन इसके लिए हमें चुनौतियों से टकराना होगा, हमें दूसरे देशों पर अपनी निर्भरता लगातार कम करते जाना होगा।
Unveiling his government's vision to make India a maritime superpower, Prime Minister Modi said the country aims to triple its share in global maritime trade by 2047. He said for global peace, stability and prosperity, the world's most populous country must become self-reliant. During the program, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple projects worth over 32,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi also inaugurated Mumbai International Cruise Terminal along with several major maritime projects valued at more than 7,800 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Malayalam actor Mohanlal on being selected for Dadasaheb Phalke Award for the year 2023. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Mr. Mohanlal epitomizes excellence and versatility. He added that with a rich body of work spanning decades, the actor stands as a leading light of Malayalam cinema, theatre and is deeply passionate about the culture of Kerala. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also congratulated Malayalam actor Mohanlal on being selected for the Dadasaheb Phalke Award. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that the award is a befitting honour for the invaluable contributions that Mr. Mohanlal has made to Indian cinema, elevating the stature craft of filmmaking to a whole new level. The Home Minister wished that this honour paved the path of inspiration for artists and encouraged the film fraternity in Kerala to innovate even more. Ministry of External Affairs has said that the full implications of the measure related to the proposed restrictions on the US H-1B visa program are being studied by all concerned, including Indian industry. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that industry in both India and the US has a stake in innovation and creativity and can be expected to consult on the best path forward. He mentioned that this measure is likely to have humanitarian consequences by way of the disruption caused for families, and the Government of India hopes that these disruptions be addressed suitably by the US authorities. Mr. Jaiswal further added that skilled talent mobility and exchanges have contributed enormously to technology development, innovation, economic growth, competitiveness and wealth creation in both the United States and India. A cyber attack targeting a service provider for electronic check-in and boarding systems has disrupted operations at several major European airports, including London's Heathrow, Brussels and Berlin. The operator said the cyber attack has caused flight delays and cancellations. According to Brussels Airport, the attack has rendered automated systems inoperable, allowing only manual check-in and boarding procedures. A drone attack by Ukraine killed 4 people and injured other people in Russia's Samara region. Regional governor said that these people were killed as a result of a night drone attack. The Russian Defense Ministry said that air defense system shot down 149 drones overnight, including 15 over the Samara region. In women's cricket, Australia defeated India by 43 runs in the third and final ODI at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.